Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 72 and 73. Zechariah said, "He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor Abraham." As Zechariah praised God upon the birth of his son, John the Baptist, he was acutely aware of history. The coming of the Messiah was not a random historical event, but was deeply rooted in the long history of God's dealings with his people. Zechariah pointed back to the prophets who had long ago promised that God would send a saviour from the royal line of David. This reminds us particularly of the way in which Isaiah had specifically prophesied the coming of the Son of God. It was 700 years before the coming of Christ that he wrote, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Zechariah then pointed even further back as he referred to Abraham, the father of faith. In sending the Messiah, God was keeping his promise to the nation's father long, long ago. The people of Israel had repeatedly gone their own way and lived in defiance to God, but God was faithful and hadn't forgotten the promises he'd made. In our celebration of Christmas, it's important to realise that we're praising the God of history. Yes, we're remembering the fact of Jesus' birth in the days of the Roman Empire, but we're reaching much further back to a God who'd been faithful through the hundreds of turbulent years that preceded Jesus' coming. We're reminding ourselves that God keeps his word, and despite all the disobedience and waywardness of his people, he stays true to his promises. So let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the faithfulness of God through history and to you personally? Let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that you've been faithful to us throughout our lives and that we can trust you for time and eternity. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.